Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we're at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. I'm here with the Scuba Cowboy as we wander the aisles of this massive event out on the left coast. How are you, buddy?
I'm absolutely fantastic, man. We're out on the left coast again.
Yes, and you know, we're hanging out. Mermaid Faith is with us. Faith, how are you?
Good, good.
You enjoying yourself? She actually represents Scuba Radio somewhat. Because she resides in this part of Hollyweird or something. I don't know. Is that right? Yeah. Just say yes.
Yes.
Okay. We'll go with that. And we'll talk more with Faith a little bit later on as we progress through today's broadcast. Now, we are wandering the aisles, and I figured what better place to kick off the show here in California, since we're right down the street from Hollywood, is to talk to the folks from Hollywood Divers. And what's your name again?
My name is Hal.
Hal is one of the men behind the myth. You make the magic. When it comes to diving in Hollywood, is that the deal?
That's right. Hollywood magic underwater. That's right.
Yes. So it's HollywoodDivers.com, I guess.
HollywoodDivers.com, yeah.
Yeah, I know we've talked to you guys before. When I've come out here before, I've been like, what's Hollywood Divers? They got the whole Hollywood sign thing going on. And I imagine you're a dive operation to the stars out here. Is that true?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. We do a lot of underwater production. We do support for stunts. Whatever gags come up underwater, we like to do that.
So is there an underwater map of the stars that you guys take divers on out here, or what?
Underwater map of the stars. No, not as such. I mean, we certify a lot of celebrities who may be working in a film and they have to do something underwater, or they're just going on a vacation or honeymoon, whatever.
Yeah. Who's the biggest pain in the ass that you've had to certify? You can't say, can you?
His name is Jorge Santander. He's not really a celebrity, but he thinks he is.
Ah, okay. Obviously, he's one of the workers, I'm guessing. Who knows?
I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I don't know. I don't really have any bad celebrities that have wanted to show up drunk or anything.
I'm trying to do a TMZ version of Scuba Radio today. I'm trying to pull that out of you, but you're not helping me.
I can tell you who the nicest customer.
Okay, let's go. Who?
So last year I had Jeff Goldblum. He was going on a vacation. Mr. Goldblum was an awesome customer, and yeah, you know, he was really into diving, so he's awesome. One of my more recent guys.
Cool. Excellent. Well, so you get a little bit of that, but of course you take people diving, live in this part of the country, and where do you take them locally? Off the beach dives or boats, or what do they do off of Hollywood here, I guess?
Locally, we do Catalina quite a bit. Catalina Island's the go-to for everybody. Yep. Anacapa and all the Channel Islands, Santa Rosa, San Miguel, San Nicolas.
So they would all be boat dives, or are there some shore dives that you guys take folks to out here on the left coast as well?
Yeah, for shore diving, we prefer Malibu. You can go to Laguna. You can get some pretty clear water around Laguna, Orange County, but we prefer Malibu.
Why?
It's more wild there. The kelp forests are pretty thick. They've got a lot of marine protected areas now. There is some deep, you can do a deep dive off of Point Doom. Point Doom is a famous beach that you see on every TV commercial. It's been in every film, like Charlie's Angels, when Drew Barrymore and those guys did Charlie's Angels recently. A lot of the scenes were shot there at Point Doom.
And are they calling you? Are the Hollywood studios calling you and saying, hey, we need some support underwater, and you help them out in that regard sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest support that we do is stunt support when they have some kind of gag where somebody's falling into the water or they're crashing a car into the water and somebody's got to break the window out and escape. You know, we provide the equipment for that, dry suits for the crew, camera operator safety or a camera assistant, and we rent a lot of the camera housings that they use for those kinds of shots.
Nice. Which what's the, are they shooting with these GoPros like I've been doing lately, or they're a little bit more upscale, aren't they?
Yeah, they're upscale. I mean, they shoot with stuff like Alexa, which is a hot underwater camera right now, and the red Epic,
right.
Scarlet. But yeah, they're mounting GoPros like in a car crash that might go into the water. They're mounting GoPros everywhere.
Yeah.
Why not?
They're shooting this 4K resolution almost as high as some of those high ends, but not quite the same quality. But, yeah, the perspective you can get is impressive, I guess, right?
Yeah, GoPro's been one of our best products ever in the history of our company. So, yeah, we love it. GoPro, put them everywhere, you know. Put one on me now.
Yeah. Okay, I see you're wearing a dry suit here at the show. Is that just for comfort, or are you a little wet, or what?
No, I'm naked under here, by the way.
Okay. Little TMI. But that I guess we just got our TMZ.
There you go.
Cut, right there,
exactly.
Yeah. So you never know what you're going to run into here on the left coast. All right. So, but I love what you guys do. It sounds like you have a lot of fun out here. You mentioned Catalina Island. Now, I've been coming out here to the Scuba Show for a few years now, but I've yet to get out to Catalina Island. Do I need to make that happen this time?
Well, you're right here in Long Beach. Walk across the street and get on the Catalina Express, and it'll take an hour to get there, and you go spend 2 days out there. It's like being in the Mediterranean somewhere. You could pretend you're in Italy or Greece or somewhere. It's awesome.
Yeah, just a good place to go out and chill, maybe catch a dive or two if you want.
Yeah, and luckily the black sea bass, there's a grouper there called the giant black sea bass. It's been on the protected list for like 45 years, and we're starting to see them now in numbers. And the divers and the snorkelers, they flip out when they see this fish. It's like 500 pounds.
Nice. All right, so it's like the Goliath grouper we might have down in Florida, right?
Yeah, I mean, they almost went away diving here for 10 years when I first came to California. I only saw one in 10 years. But then the second half, the last 10 years, I've seen, you know, I've probably seen 100 of them. And that's in the summertime. It's really a treat to see that thing. They'll swim right up to you, and they got... Some of the bigger ones have, like, parasites growing on them, and, you know, just a really cool fish. If you can keep them on the protected list, they look like they're going to come back, and they'll be worth quite a lot of money to tourism in California, I think.
Nice. All right. Well, we're looking at into the possibility of doing that, because they do have this day boat that goes over, and we may go hang out there and take a look. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to dive, because we had a very short window, but it's worth going over there for the day, just hanging out, maybe... talking to some of the divers that are coming out of the water, you think?
Yeah, there's two dive shops on Catalina and Avalon. One is Catalina Scuba Love, and the other one is Catalina Diver Supply. They both have, you know, great service. You can roll up out there, you know, not knowing where you're going or anything. Just walk off the boat and ask somebody, and they'll have you in the water within an hour. You can be in the water. Really easy.
Nice. Now, what do you do as far as the local divers out here that want to go somewhere else? Okay, you're in Hollywood. I mean, everyone's coming to you because it's Hollywood, maybe wanting to come dive out here when they're visiting the left coast like we are. But what about your local divers? Do you run trips to other parts of the world or what?
Yeah, we do a lot of trips. Last year we did Galapagos, Philippines, and then there's a staple that we've been doing every summer to North Carolina. It's reasonably priced. North Carolina's in the summertime has sharks. You don't have to...
Sand tiger thing?
Oh, they're amazing, man. They swim right up to you, and they look like they're going to rip your head off because they got so many teeth, but they're puppy dogs. Yeah, so we go there once a year. We go back to Carolina and warm water, clear. So all the Hollywood customers, they like the down-home treatment. You know, get out of the big city, slow down a bit. It's nice.
Yeah, nice contrast. Now, you guys got a lot of marketing going on. Like I mentioned, the Hollywood sign is incorporated into your logo, which makes a heck of a lot of sense. But I noticed these shirts that you have. You know, we have our Scuba Radio Mermaids, and you have a shirt there for Hollywood divers that says Blood-Sucking Mermaids. What the heck is that all about? Do you know something that I don't?
Right. Well, I got to tell you about the Hollywood sign. Our original logo way back when was based on the Hollywood sign, but the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce... That logo, that Hollywood sign on the hill is a logo. You're not allowed to use that.
They were not a fan, I'm guessing.
No, we quickly found out. You don't use the Hollywood sign font. So anybody who's got Hollywood anything, change it. They'll get you.
So you guys have adjusted your font a little bit, I guess. Is that what you had to do?
Yeah, so now we have every T-shirt that we do is based on a B-movie that we invent. And the latest one is Bloodsucking Mermaids. So if there's any producer out there that wants to talk to me about the story, I've got Bloodsucking Mermaids written in my head. Come on by and we'll talk about it.
Well, I don't know if I got a story, but I got a mermaid or two. We have our Scuba Radio Mermaid set up out front of the Long Beach Dive Show here, the Scuba Show. Have you seen them out there or no?
I saw them, but I didn't see any with fangs yet.
You just haven't seen them in the evening. After we visit the Yard House and the Irish Pub here across the street, then the fangs come out. You hear what I'm saying?
I heard that.
It's HollywoodDivers.com. Check it out. And we got more coming up from the Long Beach Scuba Show next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
You know the fine for littering in the state of California, Chavez?
Yes, sir!
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master out on the left coast, mingling with some of the Hollywood divers. All right, so I run into a lot of people that I've met throughout the years doing this goofy little show we do year in and year out. And I look over after we're talking to the guys from Hollywood Divers, and I look and I see this lady who stands out in the crowd. I remember she stood out in the crowd quite prominently a few years ago and caught my eye. Valentina is back with us. How are you, Valentina?
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, I remember us talking to you about making you a mermaid or a Left Coast representative or something. And it just all went south or something. I don't know what happened.
Yes, I know. I waited for that phone call from you, and I used to report all the time.
Oh, I think she blocked her phone. You know, she put me in the stalker category or something.
She's good at that.
Anyway, yeah, so Valentina is back. But you've been traveling, and you know, we're Facebook friends. You're a Scuba Radio Facebook fanatic, and I see you do a lot of stuff on there. And I catch up with you every once in a while and see that you're doing a little diving here. But you been getting into, I don't know, ghost hunting or something, Valentina. What's that all about?
I've been doing paranormal investigating.
Paranormal investigating. So, okay, so we have the Scuba Cowboy, we have Mermaid Faith. Both of these folks, I think, need investigated.
Sounds like a show right here.
Yes. Yeah, all of us are possessed. So what is it? How does that work? You like, look at our chakras and auras or some kind of left coast thing and tell us how to...
hold my hand. Can you tell something by holding my hand?
No, I can't. I can read you later, but no.
That sounds really fun to me. I'm saying. Do we need to be somewhere else to make that happen? Or?
We can be anywhere.
Oh, really? I like this.
All right, read them now. What? I can't. Oh,
no,
you can't.
No, no, no. I mean, quiet and
quiet, more private type of. I hear you. Yeah. Okay. So you are investigating paranormal.
I go into haunted
activities.
Locations. I communicate with the dead.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I find out what they want if they're harassing or throwing things around.
What is the dead's biggest complaint that you find? Like, is there one particular thing?
We take up their space. Like,
get out of my way.
We live in their houses and things like that.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, you know, I need
some. They want their house back.
I want some room to breathe. Give me some open spaces. You guys are pigs. Look at you. You leave crap all around my old house. Is that kind of thing?
Things like that. Sometimes they're attached to a house, and then the living move in, and that's when the problems arise. And then they call me.
Is it just certain ones that hang around for longer? Obviously not all of them, or we'd be really crowded.
Certain ones, if they're attached to the loved ones, or they have unfinished business.
They're squatters, and they don't want to give out up their house or something.
Yeah, so then they want to stay around the living a little bit longer.
Yeah, so you kind of took a left turn. Literally, from your diving that I remember you were doing back in the day.
I'm still scuba diving, but scuba diving was more of a selfish thing. This is a way that I can help people, not only the dead, but the living. And I love helping people, so I've only veered slightly. I do still dive, just not as much.
Well, what about, have you found any paranormal scuba divers or, you know, dead divers
dead
that
divers?
Are like
I'm
haunting
sure
dive
exist.
Sites?
I look forward to, if anyone wants to send me on a trip.
Well, I'm just saying, that'd be a good way to combine your passions.
I would love to go to a location where maybe somebody unfortunately ended their lives underwater and see if I could find, you know, communicate or do something. Usually the bodies are rescued, though.
Yeah, but everybody, you know, does that thing, burial at sea,
you
know? I mean, the ocean is one big cemetery. A shipwreck, okay, sure, yeah. And you could go down there. I'm just saying, that would be kind of cool to go on an underwater ghost hunt. And maybe Valentine.
So Travel Channel, if you're listening.
Yeah, I mean, you're pitching a TV show.
Greg will produce the show.
Oh boy, you just nailed the coffin shut on that one, Valentina.
Flop your fins.
Yeah, what do you think about this, Faith? You think it'd be a hit?
Maybe, yeah.
Be bigger than Honey Boo Boo.
You could translate.
Yeah, that's right. Faith speaks like 8 languages. She could help us, you know, launch this TV show around the world. So yeah, that's what you're doing. You're actually shopping a pilot as we speak.
Yeah, I have been doing that. And in the meantime, I get called for private cases often, and I go and do that.
Yeah. So what are you doing here at the Scuba Show in Long Beach today?
To see my friends like you.
Yeah.
Well, and Hollywood Divers, because that's where I got certified.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just running around and seeing my friends, and I probably will go and help out a little bit at Miss Scuba.
Yeah.
And help her in the booth and sell.
Yeah, they got a whole line of jewelry and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, she's my good friend, so.
Yeah. So, okay, so you're back here in California. You moved off to Hawaii for a while.
For a year and a half.
For a year, and you got into this whole paranormal stuff, and then you didn't do any diving while you were over in Hawaii, or what?
On my birthday in January, I did 2 dives, and that was it.
So how old are you?
I was stung by a stingray.
You're 29, right? That's what they always say. And a half. That's what they say in Hollywood.
Wink, wink.
I'm 20. I'm 29 too, right? I can say that.
I thought you turned 30. No.
Well, I like the way this girl talks. You know, she knows how to work that Hollywood angle. Yeah, you always got to keep that on the down low, right?
It's more how you look than what age you really are.
I'm screwed then. I'm totally
religion.
Screwed. How about how you feel? Can we go with how you feel? That's the closest I can get. I feel fine when I'm loaded up on booze. That's about as good as I'm going to get. So, but you're back here in California after spending time in Hawaii. You didn't do a lot of diving there, but now you're thinking about getting back into it, but you're just here kind of scoping.
I only do 2 or 3 trips a year to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
The last one was Turks and Caicos. So I'm looking for someplace new. I'm saving up for Palau.
Wow.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
It takes a few years to save up for that. But yeah.
Wait, are you going to go out there and dive, or are you planning to go out there and chew beetle nut and look for ghosts?
No. No, I plan to go and dive, of course.
What about here in California? You do any of this diving they got?
I've done maybe 7 dives altogether. I tried Laguna Beach. Didn't really do too well there.
Why?
I'm not a beach diver, and I almost ate it. I almost got killed just entering the waves. 2 people actually had to come and pull me out. I'm not embarrassed to say that.
Really?
But I was getting smashed against the rocks. It was just too much work.
Yeah.
I usually just hop off a boat, so.
Hop off a boat. You're in for the easy diving, the warm water diving.
I thought I would challenge myself and try to do the beach diving, but it didn't work.
Yeah, the waves beat you down, huh?
They did.
Yeah. Well, that's
And then Avalon a couple times in Catalina.
What's Avalon and Catalina Island are 2 separate places, or the same, or what?
It's sort of the same. I think it's like on the back of Catalina. Don't quote me on that. But the waters were really still, and it was really beautiful.
All right, so Avalon is a dive site in Catalina.
Yeah, I think it's like the back of Catalina or somewhere. You know, I don't know.
We're going to find out, because we're planning to head over there.
Yeah, Avalon and Catalina, they're like very close to each other.
Yeah, okay. Cool. But Turks and Caicos, you're scoping out some places here at the Scuba Show to go.
So, I mean, I like to look and get ideas, but I have all these brochures because I've been saving them for years. They're actually filed at home perfectly so that I know where to go next.
You know, all you have to do is talk to some of these ghosts and ask them, hey, where did you hide your stash? Right?
That would be wonderful. I would love to do that.
It's like, hey, I need a
where
few extra gold coins.
Coins.
Yeah, exactly. And they'll hook you up, and then you can go on your Palau dive trip or something.
I'll try to work on that next time.
Well, Valentina, it's great to see you again.
Likewise.
If people want to connect with you, how can they do so?
It's Valentina, like my name, ghostgirl.com.
ValentinaGhostGirl.com. Go there, enjoy the pictures. You'll thank me later. All right, more coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, we've caught up with some of our left coast friends like Valentina and some of the Hollywood divers. Time to hunker down and, explore awesome some of the stuff that is on display here at the Scuba Show in Long Beach. Kenneth is with us from, what's the name of the company, Kenneth?
Our company's called Motion Armor. So it's a play on words. It's M-O-C-E-A-N, but also in motion, you know. So Motion Armor. We build products. We build them smart. We build them tough.
Nice. And you have a housing for the iPhone, and it's quite unique. This thing is vacuum sealed, but it's, I don't know, how would you describe this?
Basically what we did is we built a professional housing for the iPhone because it has a true HD camera in it. So the housing's actually made out of machined aluminum, and it's anodized to military specification, what we call a mil-spec anodization. And what's really fun about the system is we've made it as user-friendly as possible. So you just take your iPhone, drop it into the housing, it'll snap shut without any levers or buttons.
Right.
And you can visibly see the seal, so you can do a visual inspection to make sure you have a watertight seal.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't stop there, because people don't want to flood their iPhones.
Right. So yeah, that's not good.
No, it doesn't build a very good popular fan base or a customer base.
Right.
So we built into it a toolless vacuum valve. So when you look at the top of the housing, it looks like an orange button.
Right.
And what's fun is you just sip on it like you're sipping on a straw, and it'll draw a negative 15 PSI out of the housing and create a negative seal, a vacuum.
Nice. So that vacuums it up, make sure you're not going to get any water in on your iPhone. And not only do you have it protected as far as the housing, you have 3 different lenses to pop on this thing for macro and wide vision. Is that the deal?
Exactly. For us camera geeks out there, we can't stop at just a flat port.
No, never.
So it ships with a flat port for $249. But we do have user interchangeable lenses, so you can spin it off of the field and spin on a macro or wide angle. And you're able to test the watertight integrity after the lens change just by sipping on the toolless vacuum valve.
Nice.
Okay, for more information, people want to check it out online, they can get these, right?
Exactly. At motionarmor.com, we have all kinds of great video.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That's awesome.
We'll see you underwater.
You got it. And we got more coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach right after the Dan Tip, which is next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 276. When the apocalypse comes and the zombies take over the world.
Any zombies out there?
Divers, fear not. You'll have plenty of time to swim to safety as the undead gorge themselves on brain coral.
Don't say that. What?
Brain coral.
That.
This is now the United States of Zombieland.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What do we need to know today, Nick?
Your dive site.
I don't have a dive site.
You do when you're diving, and you need to know it well.
Okay, I'll bite. How do I get to know a dive site? Swim up and introduce myself?
Well, that would certainly be one approach. But the introduction begins before you ever even get near the water. When preparing to visit a dive site, the first thing you should do is familiarize yourself with its location.
Wouldn't that be a given? Otherwise, how do I get there?
You're funny. I don't mean the city and state. I mean where the dive site is located and what factors might need to be taken into consideration. For example, if the dive site is in the ocean, how far from shore is it?
Oh, I get it. If it's land-based, how will you access it?
Exactly. Is it remote, or will supplies and resources be available if you need them?
I imagine the answers to these questions help you know what to bring with you.
Sure they do. If you know where there is no place to stock up on water, for instance, you know to bring plenty of it on your own. Similarly, if you know you're going to be heading, I don't know, 20 miles out to sea, you'll know to have whatever you need with you, as it won't be a quick ride back to the dock.
You know, I remember from another safety tip that you want to check out what emergency equipment and resources are on site, too.
Wow! You just made my day. Seriously?
I feel a little verklempt.
You're welcome.
But you are absolutely right. Part of knowing your dive site is knowing what you'll need to do in the event of an emergency. And that includes knowing what emergency resources are at hand, where is the nearest medical facility, and if any emergency procedures may be in place. Of course, if you're going to be in a location that has no formal dive operation in place, you'll need to cover all of that yourself.
What about the dive itself?
Before you ever enter the water, you should have at least some idea of what to expect. You should know the appropriate water temperature, the basics of the site topography, or hazards you might want to avoid, as well as any information available on currents, weather, and other appropriate factors.
What about marine life?
Absolutely. You should be aware of what marine life may be on the site. Critters are not only part of the excitement of diving, but should an unexpected encounter occur, you should be sure to have the appropriate first aid equipment with you.
So how do you go about researching a dive site?
In today's world, it's never been easier. You're living in the information age, and never has so much information been so readily available about, well, pretty much anything you want to look up. In terms of researching a dive site, the internet is good. Books, magazines, dive centers, and other divers are also outstanding resources, and the list goes on.
What about Dan?
Certainly, Dan can be a resource. If you need to know anything about emergency resources or medical care in the area, give us a call.
So it sounds like the whole point of this is the more familiar you are with a dive site before you get in the water, the less likely you are to run into trouble.
You've got it exactly right. There's no such thing as a foolproof plan, but it's well known that proper preparation and planning significantly reduce your chances of something going wrong. So by taking some time to learn about the dive site you'll be diving, you're taking action to increase your dive safety.
Knowledge is power, right?
You know it.
Exploring new places is one of the best parts of diving. But part of being a good explorer is learning what's already known about a given location. So before you head to your dive site, take some time to learn what you're diving into. A little familiarity ahead of time can help increase the fun and your safety. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show. We are actually wandering the aisles, taking in the sights, seeing some new stuff. And, of course, I run in to my buddy, Mark, from M&M. How are you, Mark?
Hey, Greg, how's it going? This is awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, Mark, from back in the day, M&M were our first Scuba Radio super fans. He is a California transplant now, so it's nice to see you again, my friend.
Yes, sir. It's always good to see you guys, Greg.
Now, I got to tell you, Mark, I know you're into the underwater videography, and I've been dabbling in that world myself. We just saw a nice little iPhone housing. But we've moved over to the Sammy's camera thing, and you're a rocket scientist. I kid you not, right?
I am. I am a rocket scientist.
Is an actual rocket scientist. And you know, when we came over here, one of the things I noticed on my latest trip to the Maldives when I was working with these GoPro video cameras is that you can get this perspective. You can get really up close and personal with these critters that we're trying to take photos of, whether it's the whale sharks, or if you really want to be creative, you can get in to the cracks and crevices with a GoPro right up next to an eel or something. But, you know, I value my fingers. And Sammy's Cameras is here exhibiting at the Scuba Show, and they have these telescoping GoPro extenders. Scott is with Sammy's Cameras. And Scott, tell me, like, these extenders, that's what they're doing. You're using the GoPro's extender poles and telescoping things to get up close personal with these critters without losing a limb or something, right?
Well, that's if you don't want to lose a limb.
Yeah, that would be the goal, exactly. And you guys sell those, right?
Yes, yes. They're terrific. I've actually used them out diving and fishing. And it's just really easy to kind of get underwater and kind of get down there where you don't want a little critters biting on you.
Right, and keep your limbs. Now, you also got, this is what I brought my rocket scientist friend over for, because you have a flying GoPro contraption or something. What is this thing?
Yeah, it's called the Phantom Helicopter. It's basically a GoPro helicopter.
So do you mount your own GoPro camera to it, or is it built into the helicopter contraption itself, or what?
Yeah, you can put your GoPro right into it. It has its own little housing case. So it's pretty protected. We've actually done a lot of great tests with it, taking it through the store and crashed it into customers. Also taking it all around the LA area, just flying it around. It's actually really great results out of it. So.
Yeah. Okay. Now flying that thing around California airspace, I'm guessing you raised Homeland Security's eyebrow or two, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's small enough where we're not going to get in too much trouble for it. But
yeah. He was like, hey, it's one of those drones. Obama, damn you. One of those kind of things, no?
Yeah, you know. He was just here this weekend, so.
Yeah, well, there you go. Exactly. That's true. Yeah.
Try not to put too many in the air.
So you could take this thing out on a dive trip, I guess, and get some aerial photos. Like, we were above the Carpe Vita live aboard a couple weeks in the Maldives. This would have been great to get some of those aerial shots you see on those high-end TV shows that we wouldn't be able to produce something that quite that elaborate, because we couldn't book a helicopter, but if we had one of these things, we could do that, right?
Exactly. I mean, especially with a 4K video that a GoPro can shoot, you could make an entire movie of just your dive experience, just floating around, you know. They're really terrific, terrific little copters. So
that's cool. How much are those things?
I believe those are $6.99 right now. So.
Okay, so you get those at sammyscamera.com, I guess, right?
That's right. That's right.
And so the GoPro stuff obviously is hot and heavy when it comes to divers getting into video and even still stuff now. I see you got is that the 3D housing as well you're selling as well? What's going on there?
That's right. You can throw a couple GoPros in there together and create a little 3D experience for yourself. So
how does that work? You just put the GoPro cameras in the housing and then have some kind of stitch software that you got to put the 3D effect in together, or what?
That's right. And a lot of TVs can actually play the native software straight from the cameras now. So it's actually really cool.
So. All right, so we're at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Is the GoPro, is that the hottest selling thing right now for you guys as far as camera stuff, or what would you say?
I'd say for the underwater stuff, it's probably our best seller. We do it a lot with underwater housings, with Nauticam and CNC, and we're just really getting into that right now. So, but the GoPro is the kind of the staple of the industry. So it's fun.
It's a good deal. Okay, so we can get a phantom copter. We can get an extender arm to save our appendages when we're trying to film our critters. We get a 3D housing, and we're pretty much set to go. You get that all with you guys, Sammy's Cameras. You have locations, what, through Southern California or what?
Yeah, we have 7 locations now, all the way from San Francisco all the way down to Orange County. So.
Very nice. Well, Scott, thank you for the update, and enjoy yourself here at the Scuba Show.
Thank you.
You know, that is impressive stuff. What do you think there, Mark?
Well, Greg, I want to point out, that is not just a helicopter. That is a quadcopter, okay? That is the coolest thing now. It's not just 2 rotors like most people. It's 4. So you got double the ability to maneuver that thing.
So, you know, a rocket scientist is definitely impressed by the Phantom helicopter or quadcopter.
Aren't you glad you brought me? I'm here for you, Greg.
Well, this is the enlightenment that, you know, only Mark from M&M can provide. So what is being quad? That gives it more maneuverability. What do you think?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I've seen guys do this. They do loops and twirls and spins and all kinds of stuff that you can't do with a regular helicopter. So
that would create some amazing footage.
Amazing footage.
Yes.
All right.
And you can keep your fingers.
Absolutely.
Especially your middle finger.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right. We got more coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. The way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire and they get warm, and then they come back and they sing some more.
Yes, they do. We are broadcasting from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California today. Greg the Dive Master, Mark from M&M, the Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Faith, and many, many more friends from the Left Coast that we've met over the years. Now, I just wandering down the aisle, a guy stopped me in my tracks and said, "Hey, dude, I want to talk to you." And I'm like, "Oh, great. Another person I owe money to." What's your name?
David Bree.
David, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
You have a very nice wardrobe.
Thanks.
I think we might have had something to do with that. You're wearing an old school Scuba Radio. Yeah, that's an old one there.
I got it about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years.
Nice. Was it here at the Scuba Show?
No, got it off of your online site.
Oh, good man. He actually paid for it. There, yes, there. Nice. You're putting my kids through college. I appreciate
did it come
that.
Come with the holes in it? Or
yeah.
Is it just
oh, he needs a new one. Yes. Oh, yes. My God.
Okay, get some duct tape on
yeah, you're going to have to come up to the front with our mermaids and the scuba cowboy, and we have some new stuff for you. Okay. I don't have any shirts. I got a hat. So you can, yeah, maybe we'll hook you up with a hat or something. Who knows? But you're just wandering around the aisles here, you know, taking in the sights here at the Scuba Show or what?
Yeah. I was here about 3 years ago and decided it was time to come down and see what was new. And so that's what I did.
Yeah, come down from where?
Crescent City, California. Okay. Other end of California.
Oh, okay. So up there, what, the San Francisco area that way?
No, about 25 miles from Oregon border.
Oh, wow. Okay. So where it's really, really cold.
Yes.
So are you diving up there, too, in dry suit stuff or what?
Yeah, a lot of dry suit. I also, the real thick wetsuit when I do. I'm also on the Del Norte County Search and Rescue dive team, so that's where I do most of my diving with them.
Yeah, well, that doesn't sound very much fun, but so you need to come down and do some nice warm tropical place, and that is that's what's catching your eye here, I guess, or what?
Yeah, I'm looking at hopefully my wife's getting ready to retire.
Yeah,
I retired last year, so we're looking at maybe try to do some liveaboards or something like that.
Yeah, well, we got Explore Adventures. You can join us in January. We got a trip in Sabah you can join us for on for.
Yeah, I've seen on your show the ones where you do, and I was thinking, that would be really great. I was thinking about doing that.
Well, there you go. You could join us there in January. Thanks for stopping by. But, or I got another suggestion. How about Fiji? Let's tell them. Mark and I have been to Fiji. We've got a little Fiji reunion going on right now here with the Scuba Cowboy, Mark from M&M, and myself. And Richard from Matava is here at the show exhibiting. And, you know, Matava, just an amazing resort. Well, it's won all kinds of eco rewards and just a cool place to hang. So, Richard, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
You would welcome our friend here with open arms, wouldn't you? In that Fijian way, right?
With a bula.
With a bula, which is it's a good thing. He's like, oh, my God, do I got to bend over or something now or what? No, it's a good. That's how they greet everybody in Fiji. They say bula instead of hello.
Bula.
Yeah, bula back to you, Richard. So, see, we've made the introduction. We can go from there, I guess, right? That's all it takes in Fiji, right, Richard?
That is always all it takes. It's the very Polynesian way. In Hawaii, they have aloha, and it's a way of life. In Fiji, it's bula, and bula is a way of life, too.
Nice. All right, so, yeah, and we got to get back to Fiji. It's been way too long, but we do have a little bit of a reunion. I got Mark back here. I got the Scuba Cowboy. Last time we were all together, we were celebrating Thanksgiving at Matava about three years ago, I think, thereabouts. What do you think? It's never been the same, right? You closed down the shop immediately after we left, I think. It was condemned or something? No, no, that didn't happen, did it?
Well, there didn't seem to be any point going on after that.
Yes, yeah, there's laws that were broken, customs that were violated, I don't know, but it was all good. Maggie was the master of ceremonies, a manager of the resort. She's still hanging, or he's still hanging out there, or what?
Oh, Maggie's still there. Maggie's still very much there, and the school is still talking about the visit, too, because if you remember, the headmaster gave the whole school the whole day off.
Yeah, they got a snow day in Fiji on our last visit. That was so awesome, yes.
Yeah, and you guys were hanging around the waterfalls, and the mermaids were there, and then all the kids got to be mermaids for a day as well. So that was really special.
It was. How is the school? How, I mean, is much changed, or is that just a place just locked in time? Because it's truly a unique and magical place to visit for sure.
Well, pretty much locked in time. There's not much changes there at all. You've got no roads, no development. We self-sufficient down there, and so the school's still there. We're doing well. We're still raising funds for the school, and the kids still come and do their entertainment with us.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you what, they have a magical place for sure. It ain't broke, that's for sure. There's nothing you need to change, and that's what makes it so unique to go to. That's when people are looking for a unique cultural exchange, as well as diving that's first class, and it'll match any of the diving you've had or you can get anywhere around the world. That's really the person you're looking for. Somebody who's looking for a little bit more adventure, right?
Well, the diving speaks for itself. The diving is absolutely amazing. But some of the fondest memories people take away with them is getting to know people and the cultural experiences and exchanges that they have. Because it doesn't all come one way. The people there, they want to know as much about us as we want to know about them. And you can get that in a location like ours, which is off the beaten track. There's not a huge footfall of tourists, so the people are genuinely interested to get to meet you and to share as well.
Yes, well, and they shared their kava with us at Matava, and we shared them a grass skirt dance that me and Pup put on that
and
pretty much
guitar strings.
Yeah, exactly, and pretty much scarred the locals for life. I think that's, but that was our gift or curse. I don't know what was that.
No, they're scarred. That's right.
They're scarred. They'll never be the same. You remember this, Mark?
Was it something about kava? It's all kind of a blur. Right?
Yes, you know, this kava stuff, it's great stuff. It is flowing freely still there in Matava, right?
Absolutely.
Every night?
Most nights, yes.
You got to mark it off two or three times off the bucket list, don't you think, there, Pup?
The real question is, has anyone broke our record of 27 tsunami bowls of kava?
Richard, what do you think?
I think that's a record that's going to stand for a while.
Oh, come on, you've had more than that, Richard. I know you. I've seen you in the Irish pub. You can down beers like nobody's business, so I'm sure kava's right up there, too, isn't it?
Well, I once did it for 11 hours straight, and I could not walk at the end of it.
We got a winner. I think 11 hours, he's got his feet. That's just what they do in Fiji, in between some of the diving adventures. All right, we got hour two of Scuba Radio on deck. Much, much more to cover. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.